The guest is Major General Yaakov Amidror. He is of the Jerusalem Institute of Security Studies, and we're going to be talking about the collapse, or has there in fact been a collapse, of the US-Iran ceasefire, and Quo Vadis Israel from here. Major General Yaakov Amidror, Shalom Lecha, thank you for being with me on Chai FM.
Shalom, good evening.
So, General, 2 hours ago when the show started, it appeared as if the ceasefire was no longer in force. Trump using very strong language, calling the Iranians scum, saying the ceasefire is over. From your vantage point, where are we as of now?
I don't know. It's a decision that both sides, the Americans and the Iranians, will have to take. In the past few days, the Iranians in Lanshan fire against the ships in the Hormuz, and the Americans retaliated. And now they have to make a decision between themselves. Do they want to keep the ceasefire, or it will be escalated by both?
Major General, what caused the Iranians to shoot on these ships in the first place?
I don't know. They believe that they can impose their way how to run the Hormuz Strait on the Americans, when the Americans are saying no, it's an open strait and everyone can go through, and you cannot do what you want in this strait. So there is disagreement between the two sides about who should control the Hormuz Straits.
So this was always going to be an issue. In your opinion, was this an inevitable result of a flawed MOU? Is it just reality catching up with a deal that was never stable? Or do you think there was another possible
result? I don't know.
You don't know?
The real answer is that I don't know. I think that both sides understood the agreement differently. The Iranians thought that the Americans are weak, and they want an agreement more than anything else, and they will swallow the Iranian aggressiveness. When the Americans thought that they are signing an agreement with the regime that can keep his word and will let the Hormuz to be open as it was declared.
Yeah.
And when both sides have a different understanding of the agreement and what led to the agreement, it's happened.
Israeli analysts such as David Horowitz of the Times of Israel, he referred to this MOU as catastrophic. In your assessment, do you agree with him? Do you feel that this was a catastrophic MOU for Israel?
It was very bad for Israel, no question. But since then, something happened in Lebanon, the agreement between Israel and the Lebanese government, which is almost 180 degrees different than the MOU, in which the Americans theoretically gave the Iranians stand in Lebanon. And according to the agreement between Israel and the government of Lebanon, both sides will decide what will happen in Lebanon and not the Iranians. And as you see, there is a big disagreement about the Hormuz Strait. So it was not a good agreement for Israel, but I'm not sure that the situation today is so bad.
I'm unsure as to what the latest developments were today, but is there any fear or concern within Israel that you might be back at war? And even more importantly than that, how on earth are the Israelis supposed to trust anything the United States says, given that they reached this MOU without Israel even being in the room?
It was understood that the agreement with Iran will be, when it will be done with the Americans, Israel will not be in the room. The question was why they did it without taking into account the interest of Israel in Lebanon. And the answer is in the agreement between us and the Lebanese government, which was did in Washington under the umbrella of the Americans. So it was kind of different approaches in America relating to connection between Iran and Lebanon. And at the end of the day, the understanding that Israel should be not just in the room, but in Lebanon, when the situation in Lebanon will be determined by both sides, was prevailed. And I think it's very, very important.
See, my understanding might be a little bit simplistic as to what happened and what didn't happen, but I look at the lack of enforcement or the lack of demands made upon Iran in respect of the ballistic missile program, and I just think, you know, at the end of the day, that's a massive threat to Israel that wasn't dealt with at all. And my concern personally is that I look at countries like Saudi Arabia.
Remember at the end of the day, America is independent sovereign state, and the agreement that America is doing is relating to what they think is the interest of America.
Israel will
have to take care for the Israeli concerns and need of security, not the Americans at the end of the day.
It seems to me like you have a great understanding for the way the Americans acted in the way they arrived at the MOU. It strikes me as, you know, they went to war with Israel against Iran. There were clearly joint agendas. It seems to me that Israel was dropped like a hot potato towards the end.
I think that from Israeli point of view, that was, as I said, a bad agreement. But I knew all the time, even when we fought together, that America is an independent state. And at the end of the day, they are making their decision based on their interest. And I think that at the end of the day, Israel should have to make decisions based on our interest and not American interest. And that should be kept, that which should be understood everywhere. And that will make people better understand what Israel is doing and what America is doing, both countries sharing values and interests, but at the end of the day, each state is making a decision based on its own
national interest. I hear that. I also am just concerned that yesterday there was news that Trump was saying that Erdogan was a great man. He's very willing to sell him F-35 jets. There is a strategic, geostrategic reality in that area. That Turkey represents a threat to Israel. Why would your biggest and closest ally arm them?
Again, as I said, it's an American decision. It's not the F-35. The F-35 is not an Israeli plan. It's an American plan, and the Americans are making decisions based on their own interest. And they think that their interest is to sell the F-35 to the Turks. We have an agreement with the Americans that they will keep our qualitative edge at the end of the day. So what we have to do is to begin negotiating. If they sell the F-35 to the Turks, how they are keeping our qualitative edge?
There were many Israeli analysts over the past couple of weeks saying to fellow Israelis, commentators in particular, just keep quiet now. This is not in your interests. Do not say these strong comments against American leadership and the Republican Party. It's not in your interest. This agreement, this MOU, will fall apart because of its internal contradictions. It seems like those people have been proved right.
I think it's a mistake of many Israelis that they think that they have the right to criticize the President of the United States of America. They know better than the Americans what is the interest of America, and they're giving advices to the Americans what they should decide. As I said, America is an independent state. They have to make their own decisions, and we will have to make our own decisions. And in some of the cases, it's not the same decisions, and we will have to live with it. And to understand that the Americans are not, don't have, they should not guarantee the interest, the security of Israel. The government of Israel should guarantee the security of Israel. In some cases, we will have to argue with the Americans, not agree with the Americans. And in some cases, even to act against the will of the Americans. We did it in the past, and we should do it in the future if it be a need.
The Saudis, the Emiratis, the Bahrainis, they've all watched what's been going on in the Middle East. They've seen the way that Israel was, I don't want to use the word mistreated because I don't think that's the right word, but that American interests took primary place over Israeli interests, as perhaps they should. The lesson for them surely is going to be, well, let's cozy up to Iran because they're a lot closer and they're going to be a more trusted ally than America will be.
Maybe, I don't know. And as I said again, this is not something that we can dictate to the Americans. The Americans understand the Middle East as good as you and me. And they're making decisions based on their judgment, and not my judgment, and not your judgment. We will have to deal with the consequences, of course. But we have to understand it's an independent state which is making its own decisions.
Final question for you this afternoon. In your opinion, where to from here? Do you think they'll go back to the... Because Trump's appeared to want peace as badly as he did, do you think he'll make this work, or do you think things will fall apart?
I think that the chances that the MOU will work at the end of the day are very minimal. Mm. Are very minimal, because both sides look at the agreement in a different way, as it is well understood. And at the end of the day, one of them will have to admit that he is taking the other side position and not capitulate, but becoming more flexible. I don't see this flexibility in the Iranian side, and I hope that I will not find this flexibility in the American side.
It's going to be an interesting couple of weeks. Very interesting. The oil press. Pardon me? We're going to leave it there. Major General Yaakov Amidror of the Jerusalem Institute of Security Studies, thanks for chatting to me on Chai FM.